A Republican colleague of Newt Gingrich said today that the House Speaker had submitted an erroneous statement to the House Ethics Committee. Representative John Linder of Georgia told the Associated Press that Gingrich's attorney, who stepped down as lead counsel over the weekend, should be held responsible for that error. The Ethics Committee is investigating allegations concerning Gingrich's political action committee, as well as a college course he taught and tax-exempt foundations to which he had ties. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Linder, a close lieutenant of Gingrich, wouldn't say what the erroneous statement was that Gingrich had sent to the Ethics Investigative Subcommittee. But he put the blame on Jon Barron, the Republicans' top campaign finance lawyer in Washington, and Gingrich's defense attorney since the first allegations were filed 2 years ago. Linder said, "He's the attorney. Newt was paying him not to make errors." Linder's attack on Barron closely followed Barron's statement last night blaming Gingrich. Barron said he sent the investigators nothing that Gingrich hadn't first reviewed and approved. Barron said he told Gingrich last Saturday he could no longer represent the speaker in the ethics case. The case originally involved allegations Gingrich had used tax-exempt nonprofit foundations to further his political career. But this September, the Ethics Subcommittee announced a new line of inquiry, whether Gingrich had given it accurate, reliable, and complete information. Last Friday, the day before Barron gave his notice to Gingrich, the subcommittee gave Gingrich a secret report on charges it intends to pursue, charges that evidently include misleading the investigators. Now Gingrich has hired a new lawyer, J. Randolph Evans of Atlanta, a longtime advisor and a specialist in legal malpractice. This could set the stage for Gingrich to file a complaint against Barron or other lawyers who advised him when he was building his political empire. William Canfield, a GOP lawyer who handles campaign finance and ethics cases, says a charge of misleading a congressional committee is especially hard for a lawmaker to fight.
Members of Congress have one thing to fall back on, and that's their credibility. When it comes to being untruthful to a committee in the exercise of its jurisdiction, you have an entirely different set of criteria. I would go back to former Senator Bob Packwood.
Canfield says Gingrich could face a political predicament similar to the one that culminated in Packwood's resignation from the Senate last year. Packwood had been accused of years of sexual harassment against women on his staff and in political circles. Canfield says Packwood probably could have kept his Senate seat if he had admitted some wrongdoing and taken some punishment.
When it became clear that he was being untruthful to the Senate Ethics Committee with respect to his diaries and that kind of thing, his days in the Senate were numbered.
The pressure on Gingrich is likely to increase over the next 19 days. On January 7th, the newly elected House will choose its speaker. Democrats and a few Republicans have wanted to see a preliminary report assembled in August by the Ethics Committee's outside counsel. Gingrich has a copy of that report, and today House Democratic Whip David Bonnier said he should release it, along with the notice he got from the committee Friday about possible charges.
The Speaker owes it to all members of Congress, his own colleagues as well as ours, to, before we cast that vote, to make clear what the situation is with respect to his case before the committee on these important issues that I've raised.
Despite the harsh back and forth between Barron and Congressman Linder, tonight Barron and Gingrich spokesman Tony Blankley released a joint statement. They said Barron continues to help in the ethics case, even though he won't represent Gingrich before the committee. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.